From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Santa Fe, Texas community is grappling with the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 10 people, most of them students at a local high school. Officials have now raised the number of injured to 13. Congressman Randy Weber, who represents a district where the shootings occurred, says residents will lean on each other just as they did after Hurricane Harvey.
We will grieve together. We will love one another. We'll work together. We did it after Harvey, still doing it after Harvey. We'll do it after this.
Texas officials charged a 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School. Students said the gunman, identified by law enforcement as Demetrios Pogortzis, was a student at the school. New fast-moving lava poured from the flank of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano on Saturday, destroying four more homes on the Big Island after a second explosive eruption shot nearly 2 miles high in the air. That was an ash plume from the crater that went 2 miles in the air. Of course, this comes a day after four people were rescued by County and National Guard helicopters. We have more from U.S. Geological Survey scientist Michelle Coombs on what expectations are for future explosive eruptions like the most recent one.
It's probably going to be continuing to wax and wane over the foreseeable future. It's a very dynamic system, both down at the rift zone and then up at the summit. So we expect activity to get stronger and weaker, and we'll just keep watching and see what happens.
This is VOA News.